As we celebrate this Labor Day, we are reminded in our first reading from the book of Genesis that God is a worker. Our reading, which comes from the first chapter of the first book of Genesis, which is the account of God's creation of the world, says that on the seventh day, God was finished with the work he had been doing. God's work was to create the world, was to create everything that is, everything that was, and everything that will be. And God, in creating the world, specifically creates human beings in his own image. And that means that God, who is a worker, who works the creation of all things, creates human beings in his image, such that we are also workers, and that we share in his work, that we participate, that we cooperate in the work that God is doing. And that means that our work has a special dignity. It means that our work isn't just our own accomplishment, our own task, but it's part of the achievement of God's task, of God's project of creating and redeeming the world. It also means that we can trust that the work that we do, or the work that we have done, will be, has been, completed by God, blessed by God, because it's God's work first of all. And so whatever deficiencies exist in our work, whatever limitations we have, we trust, as Jesus tells us to trust in this gospel, we trust that God will perfect and complete the work that we have done, even though it's imperfect and incomplete. Finally, God is the worker, but God also rests from his labor. As we read in this first reading from the first chapter of Genesis, on the seventh day, God was finished with the work he had been doing. He rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. God invites us to participate in his work, and God also invites us to participate in his rest. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest." And so we thank God today for our work that is a participation in God's work. And we thank God today for giving us rest from our work. This rest is a gift from God in this world. Sometimes we've been able to enjoy rest from our work in this world, and that's God's gift to us. But that rest is also something that God wants to give us forever. You know, when someone dies, we pray that they may rest in peace, that they may share in the rest of God. And so on this Labor Day, we thank God for work, and we thank God for rest. And we thank God that in both ways, He has made us participants, collaborators in what He is doing. We work with God, and we rest in God.